Challenge Cyber Defense.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber Decryption. It's now.
This deep dive is presented by the Cyber E-Intelligence Bureau, which is a division of the Orange Cyber Defense Epidemiology Laboratory. Their approach combines OSINT techniques and human evidence, such as investigations of cyber activities, including emotional, intelligence, cognitive, geopolitical analysis of the influences of cyber threats.
Right. And before we jump into the details, I really need to lay out exactly where our information is coming from today.
Yeah, that is a crucial point to start with.
Absolutely. So every single piece of intelligence we're unpacking is the result of strict OSINT. I mean, open source intelligence investigations.
And these are strictly of cyber origin, right? And
completely of cyber origin. They've been meticulously correlated, validated, and qualified as highly trusted sources.
So it's an analysis from a strictly cyber perspective.
Exactly. And because our subject matter touches on some deeply complex geopolitical issues like the Israel, Iran, and Russia-Ukraine conflicts, we really have to emphasize a fundamental principle of neutrality here.
Yeah, we are absolutely not taking any political sides today.
None at all. We are merely reporting the digital tactics and, you know, the psychological operations found in the source material.
All right. So imagine your phone vibrating in your pocket right now. You pull it out and the screen is flashing this official government alert stating that a nuclear reactor 50 miles from your house has just suffered a catastrophic meltdown.
Terrifying. Just instant panic.
Right. Now, imagine that the alert is a complete fabrication, just a string of malicious code designed purely to terrify you.
But the damage happens anyway.
Exactly. The societal panic, the gridlock on the highways, the run on the banks, all of that destroys your city's economy regardless. Today, we are looking at the architects of that exact nightmare. Welcome to our deep dive. We have a fascinating target for you today, a hacktivist collective known as Cardinal.
Yeah, and they are definitely not your typical hackers.
No, they aren't. Our mission today is to decode how this group uses emotional and cognitive intelligence to profile, manipulate, and ultimately paralyze entire populations.
Okay, let's unpack this because Cardinal operates nothing like the, you know, basement dwelling coders you see in movies.
Far from it. I mean, if we look at their evolution, Cardinal emerged around late 2025, maybe early 2026.
And they're a pro-Russian group, right?
Very fiercely pro-Russian. They quickly positioned themselves as the leading node of an alliance known as the Russian Legion. But to understand how dangerous they are today, we kind of have to look at what they used to be.
Which is a lot more quiet.
Yeah, their predecessors were primarily focused on quiet financial espionage. They utilized tools like the Cardinal RAT, Remote Access Trojan.
Basically a silent backdoor into a system.
Right, just quietly siphoning off valuable data or financial assets without anyone noticing. But then the playbook completely changed.
So they went from being silent burglars picking locks in the dark to something much, much louder. Much louder and highly geopolitical. In March 2026, the global landscape saw a severe escalation between Israel and Iran.
This was right after those massive U.S. and Israeli joint operations, right? The Epic Fury and Roaring Lion ones.
Exactly. During that really volatile window, Cardinal completely shifted gears. They pivoted away from the quiet financial theft and launched highly publicized, incredibly aggressive cyber operations against Israeli targets.
Which honestly feels like a strange pivot at first glance. I mean, you have a pro-Russian collective suddenly dedicating massive resources to attack Israeli infrastructure to implicitly support Iran.
It seems disconnected, but geopolitically it makes sense.
It's pure calculated opportunism. They realized that by attacking the allies of their enemies, they multiply the global chaos. But it's their methodology that really stands out to me. Looking at the intelligence notes, Cardinal doesn't act like a traditional hacker group at all.
No, they don't.
They act more like a shadow PR firm or like a deeply toxic marketing agency.
It is actually fascinating how accurate that analogy is. I mean, a traditional ransomware group locks up a hospital's database, demands Bitcoin, and hopes they get paid quietly.
Cardinal doesn't care about the Bitcoin.
Not at all.
So they aren't even bothering to monetize the code itself. They're monetizing the fear of the code.
That is the perfect way to phrase it. The intelligence reports call this narrative injection.
Narrative injection.
Okay. They do breach systems and steal data, but the theft is merely step one. Step two is meticulous curated release.
Releasing the data to do maximum psychological damage.
Right. They drop specific files onto public channels at highly strategic moments, purely to humiliate their targets and erode public trust in institutions. The data is just the vehicle. The psychological payload is their actual weapon.
Well, I mean, if they are functioning like a toxic PR firm, they must be targeting specific demographics. A marketing agency knows exactly who they are selling to. Are they profiling these populations the same way an ad agency would?
They are, but using a method the intelligence community calls SIGINT profiling, that's signals intelligence.
But they're mapping emotional vulnerabilities, not just technical ones.
Exactly. Instead of just looking for a technical flaw in a server, Cardinal maps out the emotional and cognitive vulnerabilities of a civilian population.
How do they even do that?
They constantly monitor social media sentiment, public anxiety levels, and cultural crisis reactions. Once they have that emotional map, they know exactly which psychological pressure points to strike.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because there is such a dark irony to all of this. Cardinal is essentially acting like a stage magician using misdirection. But the psychological tools they are using to attack Western minds are drawn directly from foundational Western behavioral
Yeah,
science.
the intelligence reports explicitly link their tactics to published, peer-reviewed psychological research. They aren't just guessing at human behavior.
They're exploiting established science.
Very systematically. Let's look at the mechanisms they use. They start with neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. Specifically, the framing techniques studied by Richard Bandler and John Grinder back in 1975.
How does that look in practice?
Well, Cardinal utilizes a highly specific, aggressive military lexicon in their public claims. They never just post, "We hacked your server."
Right, that's too mundane.
Instead, they broadcast phrases like, "We control your radars in real time."
Oh, I see the difference. Hacked is an abstract technical term, but controlling radars creates an immediate, terrifying mental image.
And that visual's the whole point. They use embedded commands to bypass your brain's critical thinking filter. When you read, "We control your radars," your brain instantly visualizes a hostile entity steering the defense grid.
It implants a sense of inevitability before you can even check if the claim is technically true.
Exactly. It's forcing a reaction before logic can catch up. And looking at the notes, they compound that initial shock with sheer panic.
Weaponizing fear.
Yes, by weaponizing FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. They lean heavily into prospect theory and the concept of loss aversion. This was famously detailed by the psychologist Daniel Kahneman in his 1979 and 2011 publications.
Loss aversion is that glitch where humans fear losing something way more than they value gaining something, right?
Roughly twice as much, yeah.
Yeah.
Cardinal exploits this by creating artificial ticking clocks. Like during their Opt-in Mark campaign, they issued strict 48-hour ultimatums to the government.
So instead of a vague threat, they put a countdown timer on a screen. I can imagine being on an incident response team just watching those hours tick down. The pressure to just do something would be overwhelming.
That is the exact mechanism of loss aversion at work. By forcing a ticking clock, they push governments and citizens into a state of acute panic.
You hyperfixate on the immediate catastrophic loss.
Right, completely short-circuiting their logical incident response protocols. They make you feel you must choose immediately between terrible options.
But threats only work if people believe you can actually pull them off. I mean, anyone can post a countdown timer on the internet. How do they convince a terrified public that they actually have the keys to the castle?
They rely on the principles of social proof and authority, drawing from Robert Cialdini's 1984 research. Cardinal uses this brilliant and manipulative tactic called selective leak framing.
Meaning they don't just dump everything at once?
No, because if they dump gigabytes of stolen data, most citizens won't ever read it. Instead, they'll drop a tiny, highly curated fragment. They might release one single, heavily redacted operational document or just a snippet of real system logs.
Which makes them look like credible, omnipotent insiders. If they have this one highly classified document, the human brain naturally assumes they must have everything else, too.
Exactly. We fill in the blanks with our own worst-case scenarios. But this raises an important question. How do they bridge the gap between psychological fear on a computer screen and the visceral terror of actual physical danger?
Because a leaked document is alarming, but it isn't a kinetic weapon.
Right. And that leads us to the behavioral pattern the intelligence reports call STOPIA and SWIFT.
Ah, SWIFT, the synchronous window of induced fear and threat.
Correct. This concept builds on the foundational psychological stress research conducted by Richard Lazarus in 1966. The mechanism here is synchronization.
So they are deliberately timing their cyber claims to coincide exactly with kinetic, physical, military strikes occurring in the real world.
Yes. Let's ground this in reality, because this is where the theory becomes incredibly dangerous. During that March 2026 Israel-Iran conflict, actual missiles were dominating the news cycle. The physical threat was undeniable.
Right, the kinetic threat was already there.
And while those actual strikes were happening, Cardinal flooded Telegram channels with claims that they had successfully breached the IDF and the Iron Dome radar systems.
Wow.
Yeah, they used that selective leak framing we just discussed to leak operational documents related to Megan Safony, the Northern Shield defense operation.
The Iron Dome is the ultimate symbol of physical security for the citizens living there. If you tell a population that is currently under fire that their protective shield has just been digitally deactivated, the panic is instantaneous.
It shatters their sense of safety.
You don't need to physically dismantle the missile defense system if you can convince the people relying on it that it's broken.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, their ambition didn't stop at the Iron Dome. They escalated their narrative to target SCADA systems.
SCADA? That's supervisory control and data acquisition, right?
Yes. These are the critical industrial computer systems that monitor and control physical, real-world processes. We are talking about the digital brains behind water treatment plants, national power grids, and most terrifyingly, nuclear facilities.
The stakes literally do not get much higher than that.
Cardinal's most audacious move was claiming they had infiltrated the SCADA system of the Dimona Nuclear Research Center in the Negev Desert.
They actually claimed they were inside a nuclear facility.
Yes. They alleged that they had gained enough access to manipulate the control rods within the reactor, claiming they triggered an emergency shutdown, which is technically known as a scram.
I want to pause on that word scram. For a nuclear technician, a scram is a safety mechanism, right? It means dropping control rods into the reactor core to rapidly halt fission.
Right, it's a safety measure.
But for the general public, hearing that a nuclear reactor was forced into an emergency shutdown by anonymous Russian hackers immediately conjures images of Chernobyl or Fukushima.
And Cardinal leaned into that exact public fear. They didn't claim to have detonated the facility. The truly manipulative part is that they taunted the authorities by publishing what they called 84 unexplained minutes of system logs.
Just enough fragmentary technical-looking evidence.
Exactly. Just enough to suggest they could have caused a disaster, leaving the public's imagination to do the heavy lifting regarding radioactive fallout.
Let me synthesize this, because looking at the OSINT data, a lot of these massive technical claims from hacktivist groups often turn out to be exaggerated or entirely unverified. So does it even matter if the Dimona SCADA hack was technically real?
That's the billion-dollar question.
Think about the infamous War of the Worlds radio broadcast from the 1930s. There were no actual Martians invading New Jersey, but the societal panic, the people fleeing their homes, that was incredibly real.
It caused actual chaos.
And we saw something similar during this same conflict with Cardinal's allies. They deployed a fake Red Alert SMS app. They used mobile phishing to send fake incoming missile alerts directly to the cell phones of Israeli citizens. Oh. If you can convince a population they are under imminent lethal attack, the resulting societal paralysis is just as destructive as a real missile.
You've identified the exact core of their strategy. It absolutely does not matter that SCADA nuclear hack was a complete fabrication. The phenomenon at play here is known as emotional contagion.
Emotional contagion.
Yes. It's a concept studied extensively by psychologist Elaine Hatfield back in 1993. When you drop a highly emotional, terrifying claim into a hyper-connected, socially networked society, the fear spreads virally, completely independent of the factual truth.
So the malware is just the delivery mechanism.
Exactly. The psychological payload is the actual weapon.
It's cognitive hacking. They aren't trying to break the computers. They are using the computers to break the people reading the screens.
Which brings us to a really critical juncture. If this is the level of sophisticated, emotionally intelligent disruption that Cardinal is successfully deploying in the Middle East, what are they planning for Europe?
Right, because Europe has been heavily involved in supporting Ukraine, making European nations prime targets for a pro-Russian collective. What does the Cyber Intelligence Bureau project for the future threat landscape?
Well, the Bureau lays out two primary hypotheses for European targets moving forward. Let's start with the most probable scenario, which the analysts term targeted pressure response.
How does targeted pressure response actually play out in the daily lives of European citizens?
It is a strategy of continuous grinding harassment. The Bureau predicts relentless distributed denial of service, or DDoS attacks, combined with targeted ransomware, aimed squarely at the telecommunications, defense, and public sectors of the EU.
Any specific regions?
They hypothesize a specific focus on Baltic states or nations actively supplying aid to Ukraine. The goal here isn't a single spectacular explosion. It's to create what we call breach fatigue.
Breach fatigue. That makes a lot of sense. I liken it to a city's immune system being deliberately overworked. If you keep a population suffering from a constant low-grade fever of digital emergencies, eventually the system stops responding altogether.
That is the exact intention. By normalizing digital terror, where banking apps are down on Monday, hospital records are locked on Wednesday, and train schedules are wiped on Friday, citizens eventually lose all faith in their institution's ability to protect them.
The society simply wears down.
Yes, exhausting a population until they surrender their trust. That's the probable scenario.
That's grim. What is the worst case scenario then?
The most dangerous scenario is termed a synchronous catastrophic cascade.
A synchronous catastrophic cascade? That sounds like an apocalyptic event.
It is the ultimate nightmare application of the SWIFT pattern we discussed earlier. This scenario would involve a coordinated, multi-country breach of European energy and nuclear scatter grids.
Plunging multiple countries into the darkness.
Right, but remember Cardinal's methodology. The physical hack is only half the attack. They would synchronize this massive grid disruption with a deluge of AI-generated, hyper-realistic, fake social media leaks claiming radioactive fallout or catastrophic systemic failures.
Oh, wow. Think about your own daily routine if this happens. You are sitting in your living room, and suddenly the power goes out across three entire countries.
Complete blackout.
You are in the dark, and the only information reaching your battery-draining phone is an AI-generated lie that a radioactive cloud from a melted-down reactor is heading toward your neighborhood.
The ensuing panic would be unprecedented. Emergency services would be instantly overwhelmed by terrified citizens. Supply chains would completely halt, triggering a massive economic crash. It could potentially lead to total societal collapse in the affected regions.
Just from the panic alone.
Exactly. Cardinal wouldn't need to actually cause a nuclear meltdown. The orchestrated illusion of one perfectly timed with a regional blackout would do the damage for them.
So what does this all mean? We started this deep dive looking at a group of hacktivists, but we are really looking at the pioneers of an entirely new domain of warfare.
It really is a new frontier.
In the modern world, a well-crafted sentence using military lexicon, a carefully timed fake screenshot of a system log, or a 48-hour ultimatum can be just as devastating as a physical weapon. The battlefield isn't a server farm somewhere. The battlefield is our own perception of reality.
That is the defining, terrifying shift of modern hacktivism. Cardinal has proven that human cognitive biases are no longer just psychological curiosities. They are the ultimate attack vectors.
Which leaves you with something really profound and honestly quite unsettling to think about as you go about your day. Governments and corporations spend billions of dollars every single year updating hardware firewalls, buying the latest antivirus software, and patching code vulnerabilities to keep the hackers out. But if our own psychological biases or tendency to panic, our loss aversion, our deeply ingrained human fears, or the ultimate zero-day vulnerabilities, how exactly do we patch the human mind?
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber decryption. We'll be talking about it on this channel very soon.
Orange Cyber Defense.